Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blaine, let's go to Athens, Georgia, the G-Day game. And I tell you, Blaine, as I was watching that one yesterday, and I saw the likes of Dylan Bell and Dominic Lovett and Carson Beck and Trevor Etienne and what the defense was doing. My biggest takeaway from it was them dogs is going to be hell yet again, man. What was your takeaways from it? I know as a Georgia guy, as a Georgia fan, all Georgia fans out there, you know, it had to be a pleasure to watch. I mean, Kirby puts an emphasis on the spring game. It's really important to him. He's been doing that since his very first year. You know, we talked to Brooks Austin about this, and he echoed that. But great game, great atmosphere, great turnout, right, for G-Day. But the performance on the field, again, some emerging stars, it feels like. Again, not to overreact, but we had heard from Kirby him talk about Dominic Lovett. We had talked about Dylan Bell before. And, man, it just felt like everything we had heard, it was reassured and then some in Athens yesterday.
Yeah, it's just got to be such a luxury just to go out there with a guy like Carson Beck. And Aaron Murray mentioned it on the broadcast Saturday. There were scouts out there in the NFL that thought Carson Beck, if he came out, could have been the fourth quarterback drafted in this draft. So that's late first, early second round probably. And you've got him going, lining up for you. And we saw the decision making. We saw the, you know, him being able to thread the needle on some passes, because you got to give credit to Georgia's defense. Particularly with Malachi Starks out, with Smile Munden out, they still stepped up and played hard. You saw some good things out of Redlon Wilson and C.J. Allen at inside linebacker, Ja'Cory Thomas at safety with Starks out, Dan Jackson, who was injured last year but has been around forever and was a key part of that first national championship they won a couple years ago. He's back at safety. Also got Jake Pope coming over from Alabama. The battle at the cornerback position, I think Julian Humphrey is probably going to – him and Ellis Robinson are going to be there holding it down on the other side of Dalen Everett. So we saw some good things with the secondary, whereas Alabama saw, okay, they had a struggle with a young secondary. We saw Georgia, some of their guys that are coming up are experienced guys that have been around. They just haven't been on the field as the guy. So I think that's reassuring that you saw there. But undoubtedly, when it comes to Dylan Bell – and Dominic Lovett, as you mentioned, those two guys, I think, and then Colby Young, a big transfer from Miami, he looked good. Ra-Ra Thomas can do some things. But when it comes down to it, Dominic Lovett and Dylan Bell may be two of the most dynamic receivers that Georgia's had together in a long time. I mean, it's going to be special to watch with Carson Beck throwing them the ball. Offensive line looked great. And, Chris, I mean – have you seen a running back room that's as deep and as physical and talented, multifaceted as that running back room?
Loaded. Just loaded. That's the only word for it, is loaded. Really, truly. Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
It's crazy. And then, you know, you got stars like Michael Williams tipping a ball and getting an interception on defense. Mm-hmm. You know, different things that a lot to be excited about. I think just the where Georgia's going, what they're going to be getting back this fall, and how they're going to be. Kirby wants them to be geared up for that spring game, because it's only, what, less than 5 months before they tee off against Clemson. And, you know, there's no rest there. You got to be ready to go right off the bat. So Kirby believes in intensity always, and that is what I think keeps this Georgia program on top and not complacent.
And, Blaine, it was peak spring game overreaction. I saw a post from somebody, I think, that was at G-Day that said, yeah, after Carson Beck – through that interception that Mykael Williams tipped up, somebody behind him in Sanford Stadium said that Gunnar Stockton should be QB1. So that really goes to you. Speaking, though, before we get off of Georgia, I think that was a big storyline going in that game, right? Gunnar Stockton, the backup quarterback position, it almost kind of looks like, you know, and a lot can change, transfer portal, but Gunnar Stockton kind of taking the Carson Beck approach. He's just sort of biding his time, waiting his turn. He could be QB1 in 2025. We could be having this exact conversation, but talking about Gunnar Stockton in his first spring as the guy. What were your thoughts on him? I know for his game, it's tough to fully judge and fully dissect because running the football, using his legs is so pivotal. Of course, in these spring games, they're not letting guys, you know, take the quarterback's head off or anything. But overall, just what you saw from him, what do you like, dislike? What are your thoughts on Gunnar Stockton right now at the quarterback position?
I think Gunnar is going to be a fine backup for Georgia this year. I wouldn't rule out a Ryan Puglisi with a year under his belt to challenge him next year to be that starter. But Kirby is very loyal to guys. If you stick around and you do things the right way, you're going to get a shot. So I would say in 2025, Gunner's probably going to be the favorite. But Ryan Puglisi, very, very talented. Okay, and then there's also this other kid out there that everybody's trying to clamor for. 2025 quarterback Julian Lewis that is committed to USC right now. Georgia's trying to flip. If he were to come, all bets are off because he's the best quarterback I've seen play since Deshaun Watson, so in high school. So it's crazy, all the amount of talent that's out there. But Gunnar Stockton, he has a much better command of the offense at this point. He has a very, very good rapport and always has with Mike Bobo. So, yes, I think he's in a fine position to be what he needs to be for this Georgia team this year. And he is a tough guy. I don't think people have the misconception about Gunnar that he's going to be some really, really effective running quarterback. I think he's going to be a guy who can get you a first down when he needs to, but he's not some game breaker with his speed, but he's going to be a savvy guy and a guy who can run when needed.
And Blaine, before we get off the G-Day game, two last things. Dylan Bell, stud. He was all over the field. I feel like you can tell in these spring games, it's like, who are they constantly going to? I just felt like every time I looked up at the screen, you're seeing Dylan Bell out there making plays. And then that catch by Dominic Lovett that we posted across our social medias, spring game or not, I don't give a damn what game. It could be a practice. That's one of the best catches you will ever see. So Georgia, I think it's way too early to say they're going to be better at wide receiver because they got to find that replacement for Brock Bowers or that go-to guy that's going to step up in the clutch moments. But there's a lot of options there. I think we could be talking about by end of season, Georgia was actually improved at wide receiver, which is scary. That's scary to think about. Deeper for sure. That's scary to think about.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What's up with it?